J.D. Vance, Democrats scoff at Americans harmed by migration. By Neil Monroe on September 14, 2024. Democrats are scoffing at the civic and economic damage federal migration policy has caused ordinary Americans in Springfield, Ohio, says Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., former President Donald Trump's running mate. Housing costs skyrocketing. Communicable diseases on the rise. Car accidents, crime, and auto insurance premiums moving up. Citizens complaining for months, or longer, and mostly ignored. Vance posted on X on Friday, adding, "The harm is not just what's happening, it's the way our leadership responds to it. Confronted with many of their citizens begging for relief, our broken elites offer only scorn. It is racist, they tell us, to get angry at being unable to afford a home, or to complain about being unable to drive a car safely down the streets paved by your neighbors, or to call 911 because strangers are slaughtering geese in a public park. They have ignored this town's problems for years. Now, they pay attention not to focus their considerable wealth and power on helping their fellow citizens, but to use their platform as a weapon against those who dare to notice that their lives have gotten worse. If you were to ask what caused me to change my tune about President Trump from 2016 to 2020, I could give you a few reasons. But what we're seeing in Springfield really drives it home. Housing costs skyrocketing. Communicable diseases on the rise. Car accidents, crime, and J.D. Vance, at J.D. Vance, September 14, 2024. Some establishment media reports acknowledge some of the economic costs that the large-scale, government-funded arrival of perhaps 20,000 illegal immigrants in a small town of almost 60,000 Americans have imposed. However, very few media outlets admit how migration disadvantages Americans and aids migrants when seeking housing and jobs. For a government to totally throw aside national citizens, people that were born and raised here, is wrong, they're treating us like we're the trash, one American told a reporter. Instead, media outlets and Democrats portray citizens and Trump's campaign as threats to Haitian migrants, even though citizens are protesting President Joe Biden's policy of importing migrant labor to fill low-wage jobs that vast budget deficits have created. For example, on Friday, many media outlets spotlighted Biden blaming Trump after anonymous bomb threats forced the closure of schools and government buildings. The Washington Post wrote, "I want to take a moment to say something about the Haitian American community that's under attack in our country right now," Biden said during a White House event celebrating BLAC excellence. "It's simply wrong. There's no place in America. This has to stop, what he's, Trump's, doing. It has to stop." Vance, however, pushed back. "Nothing justifies violence or the threat of violence levied against Springfield or its residents. We condemn both. But the existence of threats doesn't justify silencing those who wish to petition their leadership for a better life. There is no heckler's veto in our country. Donald Trump was shot in the head, and yet they still call him a threat to democracy. Yet it is Kamala Harris who is a threat to democracy. It is Kamala Harris who would rather import new voters than persuade the ones who are already here. It is Kamala Harris who would rather ignore the citizens of Springfield than undo the policies that hurt them. It is Kamala Harris who would rather censor her fellow Americans than listen to them. What we are seeing from Kamala Harris and her enablers in the media is disgusting. And there is only one person who has consistently stood up to Kamala Harris and the entire corrupt system she represents. There is only one person who has consistently fought for the people Kamala Harris laughs at or ignores. Donald J. Trump for president," Vance concluded. Since 2021, Biden and his deputies have imported almost 10 million legal and illegal immigrants, around one immigrant for every American birth.